Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tamika. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. I just have a question. What kind of a place is this wellness thing? The reason I'm asking is I think somebody might have used my credit card and had ordered something, according to the bank and stuff, for $59. And they weren't sure what it is. They didn't know if it was like, you know, like CBC oils or whatever. But I never purchased anything like that. So I don't know, you know, what the step is, what to do.
Okay. Ma'am, let me start out by getting a zip code to see what I have on file for you.
Okay. It's 46530.
And what is your first and last name?
Carol Hanley, with a Han and then L-E-Y.
You said 46530?
46530. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I do have a account for you. For security purposes, let me get you to verify your address for me, please.
Yes, it's 51069 Grape Road, Granger, Indiana, and 46530.
One second.
And it doesn't sound familiar because I don't have nothing in my checkbook on anything, and I didn't know what it is. He didn't know either.
Okay. Give me one second, ma'am, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Okay, ma'am, I do see your account, and I do have your account pulled up. It looks like on, let's see, that amount of the $59.89, it looks like on April the 22nd, 2022, you did that entry ticket for the mixer. It's a KitchenAid. Do you remember that? I think you
yes.
paid maybe $2 or $3 for that?
Yes.
Okay, and by doing that, ma'am, you subscribe to our meal planning app called the Bites Hub. And what that is, it is an app that lets you count your calories and give you recipe guides to follow. And it is a recurring charge of the $59.89. And ma'am, I would really like to see if I can keep you as a customer. What if I can do you that for you for $20 a month to stay?
No, I don't. I don't want that. I don't know if I accidentally hit it or what, but I didn't want that. I didn't know if this thing was a scam on the, you know, on that KitchenAid thing, and I wasn't going to do it, and I kind of, oh, you know, and didn't realize all this was happening. So I went ahead and closed my account and everything like that on my card, and I got a new card because I thought this was a scam. So, no, I do not want this thing.
Okay. So have you disputed the charge when you close your account? That means you disputed the charge, correct?
Right.
The $59.89.
I do not want this. The bank teller told me to, you know, gave me this number because this is what he looked up on the computer when I was there, and he said Quality Wellness was there last, and I thought that don't ring the bell to me and stuff. So he said, well then, if it's right now, he said it's pending. And if they do take the money out, which I don't know how they could because I closed the account, but if he did, he said they would, you know, he said to call you and tell them this wasn't me, you know, if I wasn't familiar with what it was, and they would dispute it, teachers would, if it came to it.
Okay. Well, I do have this account canceled, and do
okay.
you need a cancellation number?
Just a minute. I appreciate this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't normally do that kind of stuff, but it just accidentally happened. Okay.
Okay. And ready? The cancellation number would be C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
920-632-6694. and that number is just stating that this account is canceled and you want to cure any future charges. But that amount was debited in our system. It was approved on that day for 4/22/22. If you would like a refund on that amount of the $59.89, you will have to call us back with your bank on the line.
Okay, so I call the same number?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
And then I tell them what, I didn't want this?
They will have to just state to us that a dispute has been dropped or a dispute has not been filed, and we can most definitely get that amount back to you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Anything else I can assist you with today?
No, that's enough damage for the day.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you have a good day.
All right, thanks for calling customer support. You do the same.
Bye-bye.